to the Frugalpreneur podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. And today's guest is the affiliate marketing guru, Spencer Meacham from Buildapreneur. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, it's funny you said guru. Everyone hates guru. So don't say guru or everyone's going to hate me.
Okay. How about the king of affiliate marketing?
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll take that. Yeah.
I mean, because you've made $1 million alone just from ClickFunnels as an affiliate. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you.
Or tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into affiliate marketing, first of all.
Yeah, so I had a coworker actually that, this is maybe 4 years ago, and we were coworkers at an SEO agency, and he came up to me one day showed me his computer screen, and he showed me this website that he had built, and it was a pretty like thumbs down. It was a visually ugly website. Like you've seen, I'm like, this was like 4 years ago, but it looks like it was like this 90s, you know? And so I was like, what the heck is that? And he's like, oh, it's a website I built that I'm making money off of. And I was like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I make reviews on vacuum cleaners. Like I get people send me vacuum cleaners and I review them. And I make commissions off when people click my link. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, yeah, I'm making like $5,000 or $6,000 a month off it. And I was like, what? That's more than we're both making at this job, you know? And I was like, and that site's so ugly. How are people like, who would ever buy from that website? But so anyway, that was like my intro into what it all was. And I was like, if he can do that with that, you know, then I can definitely do something better or at least that good with something else. And my cockiness was humbled after a year of like not doing that great, but eventually things picked up.
And so how many years ago was that about?
So that would have been in 2016.
Oh, wow.
4 years ago.
So not that long ago. I was thinking you were
not crazy long ago.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the beauty of the internet is like how fast things can change and, you know, blow up.
Mm-hmm. So who are you mainly an affiliate for? I know you have a resource page on your website that probably are affiliate links to a bunch of different things, but obviously ClickFunnels is a big one for you. Are there any others that are pretty big?
Yeah. So I do ClickFunnels. I do like my second major one is ActiveCampaign, which is the autoresponder that I use. I do, it's called Opesta. It's a messenger bot software. Pretty much most softwares that I use in my online business, I just turn around and become an affiliate for and promote. And I love softwares because the commissions you make are not one time, they're recurring on most software. So I can promote a software today and I can get paid for it, you know, in 2021, which is awesome.
So you've had a lot of success from ClickFunnels. Have you had quite a bit of success from others or is that like the main?
Yeah. So nothing quite to the scope of ClickFunnels. I mean, like you talked about, like a 7-figure year doesn't happen often in any affiliate program, but I do. So ClickFunnels probably is at this point, 50 to 60%. And then like my goal is to take 5 softwares and get a full-time income of $5,000 a month from each one of them, just because in the affiliate world, things change so fast, right? Affiliate programs shut down, all kinds of things can happen. Companies go under. And so to me, that's a stable financial place. And that's kind of my goal. So right now I've got 3 or 4 softwares that are like, you know, halfway there and they're all pumping out as much content as I can about them. Hoping to get there next year or two.
Yeah. And so affiliate marketing is really all you do now.
Yeah. So I sell a digital course and then, yeah, everything else is geared around just being an affiliate.
Wow. Yeah. Someday I'd like to be able, because I've recently started affiliate marketing, but it would be nice to someday be able to like just live off of affiliate commissions and then, you know, do stuff here and there, other things. But do you have any tips for people who are trying to figure out the best way to get traffic and to get people to click on your link versus someone else's link? I mean, I guess you could do like demo videos and things like that.
Yeah. So it's there's kind of 2 ways people go about affiliate marketing. One is they kind of do social media and they post about it constantly, right? And then they're usually trying to offer bonuses and like, hey, you've got to click my link other than this guy's link, right? And they're like, and that's not really my favorite route, like where you're just posting every single day about it and just, you know, the post disappears and the next day you post about it again. So you kind of talk about demo videos. I prefer search engines like YouTube and Google. And all I do is I create content around an affiliate product. So if you go to my YouTube channel right now, you'll see not just a demo video. There is a demo video like ClickFunnels demo. There's also ClickFunnels review. There's, you know, individual pieces of ClickFunnels, like ClickFunnels membership program, building a website in ClickFunnels, how to build a sales funnel in ClickFunnels, how to make money with ClickFunnels, how to promote ClickFunnels, right? Like you build like a content hub around an affiliate product. And that's when things start to pick up. Because if you just put out one video, a couple things will happen. YouTube or Google, you know, they're going to say like, they're not really like, they don't really find you to be an authoritative figure on that subject because you put out one piece of content around it. When you create a hub, you create this authoritative hub where both YouTube and Google can say like, it seems like there's something here, right? Like this person knows ClickFunnels or this person knows email marketing or whatever it is you're talking about. So that's like the first thing. And then the second reason you want to create that content hub is just, you never know what's going to take off, right? Like I'll make a video about ClickFunnels and it'll just tank. No one will watch it and it'll disappear and never get watched. And then the next video, you know, I'll make a ClickFunnels demo and that'll blow up and it'll get 100,000 views and every, you know, it'll rank first for ClickFunnels and ClickFunnels demo and all that stuff. And so the more content you put out, get around that, the more chance you have of capturing, you know, someone who's looking for stuff like that on one of those two platforms. And the second reason I like that, or the third reason, I guess we're on reason three now. I like search engines so much more is on social media, right? Let's say I post right now on my social media and I'm like, hey, check out this cool software. It's called ClickFunnels. It can do this and this and this for you, right? Like 99% of my audience are like, are the people that are like my friends on Facebook and stuff are like, I don't know what it is. I don't really care. And you know, they're really cold leads. They're like, I don't get why that applies to me right now. Versus the search engines, they're hot leads. They're people like, if someone's searching for ClickFunnels demo, like you said, well, that person's a whole lot closer to signing up for ClickFunnels than just some random guy on my Facebook feed. And so like, that's the guy that I want to be putting my content in front of and talking to and trying to sign up, not the guy that's like my friend from high school that's just looking at my Facebook feed.
So how do you get traffic then? Just a bunch of SEO friendly terms, basically. And
yeah, so all these platforms are kind of under, what's the word? People tend to underthink their algorithms and think like, you know, I just make a video, make a description, make some tags, fill it up with the word ClickFunnels and I'll rank. But that's what everyone's doing, right? Like that's what 100 other people are doing. And so why are you more special than them? And so without like spending an hour on an algorithm, you basically you need to, if you really want to get traffic to your link, you need to master a traffic source. You need to like not just know a traffic source, like you need to master a traffic source and like really be like someone who understands how that traffic source works. I find most people like think they get it. Like, oh yeah, I get how Facebook organic works, right? Or like I get how YouTube works. It's you upload a video, you know, you do all these tags and descriptions and stuff. YouTube sees what your video is about. And what none of them realize is that's like 3% of YouTube's algorithm, right? Like they don't actually care that much about what you write in your description. They're much, much smarter than that. And the competition is much more fierce than just what a description could do for you. So like what I was talking about is just pick one of those and become the master. Like watch 100 videos or read 100 blog posts, you know, or 100 case studies or buy a course, like really, really become a master of a traffic source. And then you can get people clicking your link all day, every day, because you understand how the algorithm works. You know how to take your content and make it show up near the top, and good things happen.
Do you find that blogging and linking through blogging really does anything?
Yeah, those are my two. So my two biggest places that I focus right now are blogging and Google. And it needs to be done right, right? So you go for the keyword ClickFunnels demo, right? You need to have a nice demo, and then you need to tell them in the video, like, hey, there's a link down there. And then you can even entice them at that point, right? Like, so here's your demo of ClickFunnels. There's a link down below. If you sign up with that link, I'm going to give you X, Y, and Z, right? I'm going to give you these like trainings and bonuses and email swipes and whatever else you might need to succeed with ClickFunnels. So you've got to make sure you tell them how to sign up, because a lot of people will just go to ClickFunnels.com after your video if you don't tell them. Like, it's something as simple as saying it. And then you've got to maybe try to entice them a little for those that are still going to go to ClickFunnels.com, even after you tell them and say like, hey, you know, you could just sign up with them, or you could just sign up with that link down below and get a little bit more for the same, you know, bang for your buck. So yeah, they both work really well. Like blogging works. It's hot traffic. Someone's looking for a ClickFunnels review or something, right? And you give them a review that answers their questions and solves their problems and helps them to make that buying choice. Then most of them, you just make the process of clicking your link easier than going up to the URL and typing clickfunnels.com, and there they go.
Yeah, I think that's an important step, and that's something I need to implement, where basically value stacking, I guess, where you're the incentive for them to go through your link versus someone else's, or versus just like you said, going up there and just typing in ClickFunnels or whoever.com, is to provide stuff that only you can provide. But so my question is, so you have the link that says sign up through my link and get all this stuff. So then does that then go to like a landing page that kind of breaks down what all they're going to get if they go through your link? But then how do you track that? Like, okay, this person went through my link, so now I need to give them all this stuff.
I try to simplify it and just say, hey, sign up through this link right here. So I do it on the blog page. Like I try to eliminate steps and complication for them, because if you start adding steps and like things they have to do, it's over. So on both YouTube and the blog, I say, hey, just sign up for the link down below and then email my support team and we'll get you all your bonuses. And so that makes it really, really easy for them and simple. And there's no in-between pages.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So it does go directly to, it doesn't go to like your own landing page. It goes directly to the affiliate. But then you say the one extra step is just, okay, email me or my team and then we'll send you the stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of people won't email you and your team, but like they think they will. So they'll click your link and sign up so that they have that option, right? And like they think they're going to email you, but in the end they just don't. So
yeah.
Okay. It's their problem, right?
And then do you actually even bother with verifying that they did sign up through your link?
Yeah. So any platform that I can will go in and get access to that to make sure, because otherwise someone will eventually figure it out and take advantage of it.
Right. And you also have a bunch of different courses on your website, which is buildapreneur.com, buildapreneur.com. Can you tell us a little bit about those? I know a lot of them are free, but there's also some paid ones.
Yeah. So we'll talk about how I make my money. Like I make my money from an affiliate commission, right? So for example, ActiveCampaign is a platform that I really want to make a full-time income off of. And I've discovered one of the best ways to do that is just to teach people email marketing. And then, you know, that's the people that are going to sign up for ActiveCampaign are the people interested in email marketing. So I've got a free course on my website at buildapreneur.com/free. And it's just a really extensive email marketing training. And people can go over there and sign up. I don't charge them or anything. But the training is pretty naturally pushes them to ActiveCampaign, right? Like I said, like, hey, this is what I use. This is what the training is going to be built around. Here's X, Y, and Z why I love ActiveCampaign. And then, so it's just kind of natural for them to click and sign up for ActiveCampaign if they're new to it all and go from there. And so that's what all those free courses are built around is, I mean, obviously I'm not just completely out, like, you know, looking out for everybody. Like there's incentives for me to do it as well. That's how businesses work. But it's a really cool business model where I can say, hey, I know email marketing. I can teach you email marketing for free. I can teach you what a lot of people are trying to charge you for. And, you know, and then I can just make my money as I refer you to a software that you're going to have to sign up for anyway, if you're planning on doing email marketing. So yeah, there's email marketing. There's an affiliate marketing course. There's web design training. And then I make money off like referring you to hosts and themes that I recommend. So it's a cool business model and it's a win for anybody that's like listening or, you know, trying to learn things because they can go learn for free and they don't have to pay at all if they don't want to. But, you know, I recommend what I use because I like it and because I've been through the ringer and, you know, I've used crappy products, crappy hosts, crappy autoresponders. And so you can eliminate a lot of your wasted time just by following what the course teaches.
Mm-hmm. I've thought about doing that. The host that I use is SiteGround, but I know that there's another host that a lot of people use and recommend. So I was thinking of doing like a video comparing and contrasting or whatever, but or saying why I think SiteGround is better. But my concern is, does that seem like throwing another business under the bus?
I've done it. So if you really, so like, are you talking about Bluehost?
Yeah.
No, I mean, so I'm just really honest is all I do. And I just left Bluehost and went to SiteGround. So
oh, really?
Funny you should bring that up. Yeah, because I don't like Bluehost, you know. Uh-huh. And I will eventually probably do a similar video where I'm like, hey, why I left Bluehost? Because X, Y, and Z just never happened, right? And they were slow. And anyway, so I'll be honest and I'll try not, like, you don't want to be super, super negative unless you had a super negative experience, in which case I guess you could be. But no, it's like I make comparisons all the time and I'll just try to be honest with it. Like I've got a MailChimp versus ActiveCampaign post that does really well. And I'm honest. I'm like, hey, you know, MailChimp isn't like this terrible, terrible company, but let me show you five things that ActiveCampaign is doing better than MailChimp. And I'm being totally honest. Like I've used MailChimp and I've used ActiveCampaign and I'm 100% sure ActiveCampaign is better than MailChimp. You know, I have no question about it. And so I can confidently say that without saying MailChimp is terrible. You know, just saying like, MailChimp has this and ActiveCampaign does all of that better.
So I guess as long as you're not being, I don't know, because everyone's Sue happy. So it's like you just there's that concern of like, could for lie, what is libel or something? Sue for libel. I don't know.
No, they're not going to come for you. Yeah. I mean, that's like an honest review is you're allowed to do an honest review. So if you lied and said like, if you're, you know, you're trying to get someone to sign up for SiteGround so badly that you're like, Bluehost did X, Y, and Z to you, and Bluehost came out and said, what? We did not. Mm. Then obviously there's, but like an honest review, if you're giving your opinion, you can say whatever you want if it's your opinion, right?
Okay.
That's your opinion.
Okay. So yeah, as long as it's honest and your opinion and you're not obviously making stuff up, then you're good. Okay. Well, that's helpful to know because yeah, I've used MailChimp before too, and I don't like them. So I've thought about,
I don't know who does.
I use MailerLite actually. I'll look into ActiveCampaign, but well, I use MailerLite right now because they have a free plan. Once I get up to the amount of subscribers to where the free plan is no longer free, to where I have to transition to a paid plan, then I'm going to start looking into others again, like ActiveCampaign and probably, I hear a lot about ConvertKit and stuff. So
yeah, but they're right below ActiveCampaign. So I use them in my other business just so, because I want to know them both. I think ActiveCampaign is more intuitive and has more options, but in terms like, it's like this and this, you know, and then MailChimp's down there somewhere.
Yeah. So I was thinking I could at least do like a MailChimp versus MailerLite, at least for now, and then go from there. So what's your other business?
It's an affiliate business, but it's just in a different space. So I teach wealth building, like stock market, Forex, Bitcoin, real estate, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Have you ever thought about creating, well, you have affiliate courses, but maybe a membership site or something, or masterminds or something around affiliate marketing?
Yeah, I think about it a lot. In fact, we're launching a challenge with like a month-long mastermind in a few weeks here on blogging. But I don't love, so the reason, like the enticement to affiliate marketing for me has always been kind of passive income, the ability to travel, kind of have some freedom. As soon as you make a mastermind or a something that's monthly, you're, you know, that's fine. There's good money and it's a great idea, but it eliminates that passive income because now you are required to, you know, if you want someone to pay monthly, you've got to provide value monthly that keeps them there monthly. So that's the reason I haven't done anything like that, is I like the freedom that I'm being offered. And if I'm going to charge someone monthly, I'm going to remove that freedom so that I can actually give them the value they are paying for.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's one of the reasons I like affiliate marketing, is because it is so passive. It's easy for someone to do even when they have a full-time job. They could get started doing that. So how long were you doing affiliate marketing on the side while you were still employed full-time?
Let's think here. About a year and a half. So a year and a half, the first year was nothing. And then the next year it just blew up.
Oh, wow.
And it might have been a little more than a year and a half, but yeah, first year, nothing. And then the next year it just like picked up. I found something that worked. I had an ad that was really like a set of ads that was really, really working for me. And so I was able, you know, I scaled that really, really quickly and got up to where I was making almost twice what I was making in my job. And so I waited a few months, built up a savings, and then quit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That didn't take much time. A year and a half. Wow.
Yeah, it felt like a lot. You know, that first year when I wasn't making any, it felt like a lot.
So do you do Amazon affiliate at all? No. Yeah. The amount that they pay out is so low percentage wise. But the thing that I like about it is that the cookie is like 30 days or no, it's only 24 hours. But so if someone, that's a big difference, 24 hours versus 30 days. How'd I mess that up? But anyway, so someone might say you have a resource page and you're recommending books. And so someone might go to Amazon, click on your link for a book. Maybe they don't even buy the book, because even if they bought the book, you'd make like pennies probably. But let's say they don't buy the book, but they buy a big screen TV while they're there, or like they come back 5 hours later.
Hey, while I'm here, I'm gonna buy this screen.
I mean, that's unrealistic, but it could happen. Yeah. Or they could buy something that's and you make commission on that. That's really the only reason I feel like Amazon affiliate is even worth it, because you make commission on anything they buy within the 24 hours.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's true. So I have my stock market website that teaches that stuff has a book page that is like recommended books, right? And it gets 30, 40 book sales a month, and maybe one out of every 10 of them adds more stuff to their cart, and it's rarely more than $100, you know? So I make off of my books where I'm selling 40, 50 bucks books a month, I'm making $20 a month off it. So and probably less now with all their updates.
I heard that they recently, and I don't know if it's because of the whole COVID thing, but they dropped their commission payouts, like, or the percentage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it depends on what it is, but I think books or something was like, wasn't it 5 or 8%? Now it's 1 or 2. I don't know.
I totally left that world. Yeah. I was like, Amazon's one of those companies that I wouldn't promote anyway anymore at this point. Like they're just bugging me.
So do you find that with your resource page that you get a lot of affiliate commissions through that?
Not a ton, like a small amount. Like I just had a Bluehost sale come in because Bluehost, I just left Bluehost and I need to upgrade the resource page. I got a Bluehost sale like yesterday, I think, for $85, right? And so I still get some like minor stuff as people come in, but it's not like, it's not definitely not like my number one moneymaker. My moneymaker is when I'm actively pushing and targeting people more than they just kind of come and tinker around.
Yeah, I kind of wonder, speaking of the Bluehost thing, if a lot of people recommend it because they do offer the highest commission as far as hosting companies go. Like, I think it ranges, like you said, 85 to 100. I think one time it was 125, whereas SiteGround's just $50. Well, they have tiers, but starts at $50. So do you think that's why so many people recommend Bluehost, or do you think they actually feel that it's better?
Some people feel it's better. So like Pat Flynn's a huge name in our space, and he's a fairly honest guy. And he talks about how like he makes like hundreds of thousands of dollars off Bluehost promoting them. And he just talks about there's things he likes that he thinks are worth the things he doesn't like. So Bluehost does tend to be simpler. Like they're kind of a more beginner friendly backend and dashboard and like one click options for a lot of things to get things set up like G Suite and everything. Right. So I think that's why he likes them and he still pushes them. So, I mean, they have their wins. I think as you get more advanced and like, you know, the more advanced you get, the more you start to say, Bluehost, like, you know, I don't like them because they're slow and because they're this and they're that. But in the beginning, when you're like, I don't understand what's happening, it's really nice to be able to like click one button and G Suite accounts show up. You know, I just set them up with SiteGround and it was like, add this record and add that record and do this, you know, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I did have Bluehost for like a week or something because I saw that everyone was recommending it. So I wanted to try it. And I find SiteGround to have I guess they don't have all that one click stuff, but an easier interface, I think. It looks nicer.
Yeah, and it, you know, each person kind of connects differently. So that's another thing as well. But yeah, I like SiteGround at this point too. I'm all aboard SiteGround train.
Well, do you have any tips for someone who is looking to get into affiliate marketing? Maybe how to get started or which platforms to get started with?
How to get started? You follow the rule of one. So you're going to go find a product that you really like. You're going to build one email sequence 7 days long that pretty much just talks about that product and why you like that product in different ways and things like that. And if you want to know more about that, go to my website and I'll teach you how to build that sequence. But then you're going to build one landing page that just is a way to capture email addresses. You're going to put a lead magnet out there that, you know, you offer in exchange for an email address. Once you get all that, you get one of each of those. Then you're going to pick one traffic source and you're going to start learning about it and putting content out on that traffic source, and you're going to do it for 1 year. So that's how I always say to do it. You will not, like, in a month, you will not master a traffic source. In 3 months, you will not master it. After 6 months, you might actually start to like really be someone who understands it. And then you might start to see success on it. And so most people give up 3 weeks or 3 months into to learning something, you know, like they put out 4 videos on YouTube, nothing happens. They get dejected, they leave. But they were just starting to understand YouTube a little bit, you know, like they were just starting to get a bare understanding of how it worked and what people are looking for. And anyway, so yeah, follow the rule of ones, pick one of all of those. Once you have your business set up, you've picked one email automation, you've got one email automation, one product, one lead magnet, and one opt-in page. Then you just go to that one traffic source and spend the next year producing content on that traffic source as often as you can, learning about it, producing content on it. And at some point, something will take off for you. And then you can say, okay, what made that take off? Duplicate it. And then you've got a system.
That's awesome. I like that. that breaks it down, makes it simpler. Do you do paid advertising at all on Facebook?
Not a ton. So I'll just do retargeting. So people that, you know, come to my site and stuff. As an affiliate, it's a little hard because you don't have access to you know, cookies and pixels on websites and stuff. You're just sending people there. So not a lot.
Do you use Thirsty Affiliates or Pretty Links or anything like that?
I have a custom plugin actually that it kind of like it takes all the stuff of theirs and then adds some other stuff that I think is important.
Okay.
for tracking, like where those guys lack is you don't get a lot of data on, you put your link everywhere, but you don't get a lot of data on like, well, which link is the one, you know, getting clicks. I got 10 sales today. I got 100 link clicks. Where, you know, was it my Facebook post? Was it my YouTube post? Was it my blog post? Was it my email? You know, where did it come from? So I have a custom plugin that gives you more data. It's in beta right now, so it doesn't sell, but it will sell soon.
Oh, cool. Well, that'll be helpful. I would like to see, there's Link Tracker, but I would like to see something where and this might be too complicated, where you can take all of your affiliate links for all the different programs and whatever and put it into this one platform. And it not only does it track clicks and whatnot, and maybe even where the traffic is coming from, but like how much you actually made.
They have some that attempt to do that. They try to integrate in. You've got to integrate in with every single affiliate dashboard there is, which is, you know, near impossible. And so none of them do great to me. And I'm not like a huge data junkie. And so I just want to know what's working. Basically, like where my links are coming, where my clicks are coming from, where can I focus more on? And that's kind of it for me.
Yeah, because I do affiliate marketing for a few different companies. And it's just kind of annoying that you have to log into each one separately to track your commissions and stuff like that. So it'd be cool if there was something like that that would exist, but that would be pretty complicated, I think.
Yeah, and yeah, there's just a million platforms that people host their programs.
Right. Well, I think you've answered all my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to go over?
No, I mean, I really stress the rule of ones. Mm-hmm. One other thing I always talk about a little bit is the balance between learning and applying. So if someone's listening to this, they're kind of in a learning phase. They're learning, and a lot of people tend to get stuck in learning because learning is easy and it's not as stressful and it's enjoyable and you feel like you're doing something productive. And so try to balance your journey where you're learning, but you're simultaneously starting to apply. So you just watch this podcast. I talked a lot about different things and you're like, I'm going to go build a lead magnet, right? And you go build that lead magnet, build an opt-in page. Then you go learn a little bit more maybe about how to do that better and stuff. But if you just spent the last week or two learning and like absorbing content, it's time to stop and go try to create something and apply what you've learned. And then you can go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that problem before where I spend so much time learning and not implementing. So I had decided like a month or two ago that for every hour I spend learning, I need to spend an hour implementing it. People, if they want to find you, they can go to buildapreneur.com. You have all of those courses on there. And then it also links to your YouTube channel, which has a lot of good walkthroughs and demos and whatnot. And oh, I wanted to do this one quote that's on your page that I love. It says, go to school for 12 years, go to school for 4 more years, go for 4 more years if you really want success, get a job at the bottom of the totem pole, work for 20 years to climb the pole, work for 20 years to save for retirement, retire, too old at this point to really do what you love. Sound familiar? Buildapreneur's goal is to help you buck the trend, love what you do, and do it from wherever in the world you want to be. So
wow, I like that. I wrote that forever ago. You read it and I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's my goal and probably several other people who are listening. So I appreciate your time and going over that with us. So buildapreneur.com, and then also I'll have show notes at thesarahstjohn.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Good to meet you and talk to you.